Blog Talk Radio.
For joining us today, I praise his name. Mighty is our God. I praise his name. Thank you for joining us today, the Family Church of Jesus Christ. We are called to go out into all the world and preach his good news. God will never leave you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your love. Lord, that you are always with us. Speak forth your peace and love and goodness to overflow in everyone's life, Lord, that's listening. Father, whether it be now or in the future, Lord, that we just breathe in your presence and that we let out your light into this dark world. I thank you, God, for eternal life in you through Jesus. Blessings, Lord, we bless you. Bless you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Robin Tabish, called of God and honored to come and share with you. Thank you again for joining us. Don't forget the website and registration of the college, the Family Church of Jesus Christ. com. There you can see the work that we do for the Lord. Most of the things we do not post because of security and privacy, but we do travel around the world for the Lord. And right now, we're traveling through this radio program. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for you. Be encouraged with God's word today. I want to share with you that the Father will never leave you alone. Father God, he is the living, true God. He will never leave you alone. Do you like to please the Father God? You know, in Hebrews 11, verse 6, you start off with, it's impossible to please God without faith. You must believe that he is, and that he also is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The first thing to please God is to believe that he is I am. I am your healer, he says. I am your provider. I am your protector. I am your father. I am your refuge. I am your God. The first thing to please the Father is faith. Faith is simply trusting in the Lord, believing in his love. I want us to turn to a couple of scriptures today. And it is John, St. John, chapter 8. St. John and chapter 8 and verse 29. And this is our wonderful Lord and Savior speaking. And he's teaching people, those that believe and those that don't believe. What do you choose today? He said, and he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Wow. Read it again. And he that sent me is with me. God is with you. You are an heir. You are the Son of God. In the chapter 1 of St. John, in verse, let's turn to it real quick. In St. John here that we're in the book, chapter 1, in verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So over again in chapter 8 of St. John, verse 29, he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. The Father, he is your Father. Cry out to him, Abba, Father. He has not left you alone. It says in verse 31, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth shall make you free. As you please the Father, pleasing the Father. In verse 54, Jesus answered the people, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. God will honor you when you do the things that pleases him. Please the Lord. Always please the Lord, and you will have great reward. I wanted to also share with you today Colossians. Go to Colossians 3:23, and this is how you please the Lord. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Verse 24, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ, everything as unto the Lord. as unto the Lord do everything. Oh, glory be to God. He loves you today. Jesus said now in that John 8, verse 29, that the Father has sent me and he has not left me alone. Oh, do you believe him today? Change your thinking. God does never leave us. He loves you. He sent his only son to give you eternal life. I hope you're writing these scriptures down. 1 Corinthians chapter 30. First Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glory, let him glory in the Lord. Oh, yes, it's all for his glory. It's all for his praise. Turn now to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. In other words, Peter's saying, keep a grip. Get a hold of yourself. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. In verse 15, but he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation. Verse 16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. You can be holy through Jesus Christ. You are complete, the shalom of God. Nothing missing. You are complete through him. God said in his word in Galatians, one last text now that I want you to go to, Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, it's after Corinthians. And I want you to read chapter 4. Verse 6, Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. God, did you get it? God sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart. God's Spirit of his Son is in your heart today. Call upon Jesus. Be saved. Be complete. Be holy. Please the Father. He will never leave you alone. In verse 7, wherefore thou art no more a servant but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Hallelujah. The Spirit of Jesus is in your heart. God sent it. Again, in St. John, chapter 8, verse 29, Jesus said, and he that sent me is with me. The Father God, Abba, is with you, and he has not left me alone. He has not left you alone. Don't listen to those lies of the enemy. Get a grip on your mind. Keep that hope. For we always do things that please the Father. Hallelujah. God bless you today. Know that God will never leave you alone. Father, blessings to you, Lord. We praise you for your word that you never leave us. Your promise. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, everyone, we're going to have a special guest this Friday. Tune in. Let me hear from you. Send your prayer requests, your praise reports. God bless you.
Mighty is our God.